This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Reflecting, or today's reflection inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be reflecting on two verses from the Quran, from different parts of the Quran. The first verse from the beginning of Surah Taha, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Quran, about the revelation, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى, that we have not sent down to you the Quran to be distressed. And this shows us that the Quran, one of the reasons for the revelation of the Quran, was for us to obtain and to achieve happiness. And subhanAllah, when you look at the impact of the Quran that it has, not just on ourselves, but I mean on Muslims, even on non-Muslims as well, it's been proven. The ones who enjoy listening to the Quran, reading the Quran, understanding the Quran. And the Quran brings happiness to your heart. It's one of the things that really, really soothes the heart and makes you feel good inside. And I remember one of my friends before Islam, he was put in prison for some time. And one of his cellmate happened to be Muslim. And he said, I had trouble sleeping at night, but when he would read to me the Quran, apparently his recitation was very nice. Don't know what he was in prison for. Alhamdulillah, he was there, and alhamdulillah, he benefited from what he had memorized from the Quran by offering, you know, this comfort to his cellmate, subhanAllah. Another brother told me in New York that he had a corner store, and he would come very early in the morning, open up, and as he would open up, like before 7 a.m., when he would open up, he would come and he would clean the store, and he would put on the Quran with the recitation of Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad. It was very interesting because many people who had traveled to New York from the Middle East and from around the world, they told me the stories that they had heard the recitation of Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad in New York. So I've heard this before. And then I met this brother in Sudan. It was on Eid, actually, after we had fasted Ramadan in Sudan. And I met this brother. I visited a brother. He visited him and he said, yeah, I had a story there. He told me this story. And he said that he would turn on Abdul Basit Abdul Samad in the morning, and people would line up out in front of the shop. He said about 20 people. Some of them were regulars. They would come and they would sit, and they would just sit there. And he said, I don't know if they were just sitting there, you know, just sitting there to wait for the store to open. They were sitting there to just kind of relax after a hard night, or if they were actually listening to the Quran. He said, you know, and he said, one guy I noticed across the street, he would open up his window every morning when I would start with the recitation of Sheikh Abdul Basit. He said, one day I came and I turned it off in the middle just to see the reaction. The people stood up, was like, yo, what are you doing? We're here listening. And he said, the guy across the street came, and that was back in the day of the cassette tapes. And the younger viewers don't have any idea what I'm talking about, but you can Google it and you can see the strange objects that we used to listen to the Quran through back in the day and listen to lectures, the cassette tapes. He said he took a copy of the tape and he copied, like, you know, 30, 40 copies, and those who were coming, he would pass it out to them. And they asked him, why? Why are you doing this, you know, with the Quran? And he said, because of the way it makes me feel. He said, I just feel amazing. And I feel, you know, the peace and comfort when I listen to it inside. So that's the Quran, subhanAllah. Even a non-Muslim just hearing the recitation of the Quran, that's the impact it has on him. But something very interesting in this story, that we can make a deeper reflection or tadabbur, when it comes to this principle of the Quran bringing happiness. If you look at the end of the surah, towards the end of the surah, Surah Taha, chapter 20 in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, that it comes to you from me, hudan, guidance. In the Quran, we know it's been described throughout the Quran as huda, as guidance. As we saw in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, when you open up, and huda lil-muttaqin, the source of guidance to the muttaqin. So the huda, the guidance, comes to you. And the major guidance, the main guidance, is the Quran. It comes to you. So whoever follows my guidance, Allah is saying that فَلَا يَضِلُّ, that he will not go astray, وَلَا يَشْقَى, and he will not suffer from distress or from not being happy in this life. SubhanAllah. You see the connection between the beginning of the surah and the end of the surah. And this is also any part of the tadabbur upon him of the Quran, is that connection between the message at the beginning of the surah sometimes and at the end. In most surahs of the Quran, you'll find that connection is there. And many of the scholars focus on it until you get to about into Juz al-Tabarak, when the surahs start to get shorter. Then some of them stop focusing on it, especially in Juz al-Amma, the surahs are shorter. But all the surahs before that in the Quran, you'll see that almost all the time there's a correlation or a connection between the beginning of the surah and the end of the surah. And you can see that clearly here in Surah Taha. This is part of also the tadabbur, reflecting to get the main benefits that we gain from the surah. And then Allah said in the next verse, and pay attention here, since now we're making our tadabbur together. The next verse, what does Allah say? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, that whoever turns away from my remembrance. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also falls under the Quran. It falls under the guidance that Allah has sent. It falls under just remembering Allah, the dhikr of Allah. All that falls under the dhikr. Whoever turns away from the dhikr, from my remembrance, what's going to happen to him? What's his outcome going to be? But go back to the verse before. I guarantee from Allah that whoever follows this huda, whoever follows it, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, that he will never go astray and he will never be unhappy. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said that whoever follows the Quran, he will never go astray after it. He said, I left behind one, if you hold firm to it, you'll never go astray after me. He said, the book of Allah, the Quran. What did Allah say in this verse? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. The first one, he held on to it. He followed the guidance. But here, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, whoever turns away from my remembrance, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, that he will live a depressed life, a miserable life. And as Westerners who live in Western societies, let's look at our societies for a minute and let's reflect on it. What is the reality of depression in our societies? How real is it? How big is the issue of depression in the societies that we live in the West? I know in the city that I lived in Ireland, without mentioning any names, I lived in several cities in Ireland, that they had one of the most highest depression rates. I've read reports in some cities in the West, whether it be America, the UK, Ireland, other European countries, were up to 25, some up to 50% of the inhabitants of certain cities, certain countries, that they live on antidepressants. Half the population in many countries, if not more. Other ones who are not using antidepressants, they're using alcohol and drugs as a way to deal with this depression. And subhanAllah, it's mentioned right here in the Quran. It's mentioned right in the Quran. This is something amazing, that Allah made it clear that whoever follows the guidance, he will never go astray and he will never be unhappy. And Allah said in the first verse, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى, we didn't sit down the Quran for you to be distressed, for you to be unhappy. The Quran was sent down as guidance for you to achieve happiness and to find happiness. And then at the end, what is it? Look at this verse. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, whoever turns away from my remembrance, he's going to live a life that's dunka, that's depressed, difficulty, depression. And then look at what Allah said at the verse, the example he gives at the end of this verse and the next verse, when he said, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and we will send him forth, يوم القيامة, he will resurrect it on the day of Qiyamah, day of resurrection, أعمى, blind. And imagine, when Allah describes for us the description of يوم القيامة, it's for us to reflect. And that's what we talked in the first episodes, the importance of not always just being in a hurry, not being in a hurry to just get done from the Quran cover to cover, to stop and reflect. Why is Allah giving this example of someone who sent forth يوم القيامة أعمى? What is this أعمى, this blind person, what does he say to Allah يوم القيامة? قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. Why did you send me forth? Why did you resurrect me as blind when I was someone who wasn't blind in this life, in the past life? in my life. Someone who is normal, like most of us, maybe some of you, may Allah, and He bless us all with the sight. It's a great ni'mah, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of us, alhamdulillah, can see. Imagine that, Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's sent forth blind. He doesn't understand, he can't see now. Why? In this life I could see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example. He said, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. That thus, just like this, that my verses, my signs came to you. The ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It came to you. And the ayat, when Allah mentions the ayat, we're talking about the verses of the Quran, we're talking about His signs in general. And both of them, inshallah, can come and that meaning. And both of them have come. So the ayat have come, the revelation has come from the Quran to these individuals. And also the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Even I was reflecting with my wife earlier in one of the tadabburs we were having as I was reciting. And that's also one of the things that benefit to mention to you guys. Is that, the last couple of days we had it several times. My wife, she comes across something as she's reading her portion of the Quran Ramadan. She stops and talks about her tadabbur. She said, this just crossed my mind. What do you think about this? Yesterday I talked about something. Today I talked about something else. And that's what we need to revive in our households, in our lives. Like I said, it's not a race to get done cover to cover that day. I say, well, that's interesting, man. SubhanAllah. That came out and it impacted me. I wanna speak about that now and make that reflection. Okay, so one of the reflections, you know, that we were reflecting on was the issue of the prophets from the past. And how their people were punished. And Allah mentions that, but now the punishment maybe doesn't come that quick. People might think like it happened to them. I said, that's not the case. Allah has sent all from His signs, the punishment. Look at the things, the earthquakes, the tsunamis. And look where the tsunami hit last when it hit in Indonesia and these countries where all of the haram and all the evil was being done, how the people were just wiped out as they were playing and drinking and fornicating and do all the haram they were doing there, completely just wiped out. Yet in a blink of an eye, just like that, subhanAllah. And all of that is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to come back to reflect on. And that's part of the tadabbur. So here this individual, the ayat, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, the verses came, the Quran came, but you turned away from it. You turned a blind eye. You were blind to follow the truth in this life. So that's why you're sent Yawm al-Qiyamah as being blind, because you turned away from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He sent them to you. So that in return, you're sent forth Yawm al-Qiyamah being blind as well. When you look into the thing, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look into the verse, when Allah said, فَنَسِيتَهَا, that it came to you, but you forgot them. What is meant by this? Because right away, if you look at it literally, saying, I forgot the ayat, I forgot the verses from the Quran, you would think it means maybe someone who had memorized them and then forgot them. And that could fall under it, but that's not what's meant by the ayat. And what's meant by the ayat clearly is the one who turns away from the Quran, the one who turns away from the revelation and refuses to follow them. The one who turns away from revelation and refuses to follow them. And we know that from the context of the verses, how they're coming. If you look at it, it's very clear. The verses came to you and then you forgot them, meaning that you turned away from them. You refused to follow them. And whenever someone turns away from the Quran, he has rejected the path to guidance. It's one of the things that it shows us. And we get this part of the tadabbur, that if we do not follow the Quran, we do not act upon the Quran, then what happens in reality, that we have rejected the path of guidance, because Allah has given it to us. Here is the huda. Here is the guidance. Allah told us in the beginning of the surah, we haven't sent down the Quran liteshqa, for you to be unhappy. We sent down the Quran for you to be happy. We sent down the Quran for you as a source of guidance. It's upon you to follow. Whoever who follows it, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, that he'll never go astray, he'll never be unhappy. But whoever turns away from it, then he is going to live a miserable, a life of distress, a life of misery, a life of depression, as so many people do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with iman and help us to be from those who reflect and ponder upon the Quran and put into action and that the Quran is the main source of guidance, the main source of focus in their life. This is what Ramadan is here for, is to remind us of returning to the Quran. The Quran, we need it as to be part of our lives. And I promise you in the beginning, two tadabburs, two reflections, and that was only actually one. The second one, I didn't reach because also as I was pondering with you, Allah opened up for me things I hadn't, you know, jotted down in my notes when I reflected earlier. So alhamdulillah, and this is what the tadabbur is all about. Not in a race. So inshallah, the next tadabbur, inshallah, and some others, will finish it tomorrow in the next coming episodes, inshallah ta'ala. Until then, Allah knows best. Allahu alam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa jazakum khairan. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.